like nothing you have ever heard before. It's a tough room. It's the place to be. Thrive to survive. It's Taz. It's the Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
One, two.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth. Only me talking the truth. Ay. You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Ay.
All right, it is Taz and the Moose with you. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Our pleasure right now to be joined by Joe Theismann, former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl champion, joins us now. Hey, Joe, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning.
Joe, what's up?
You're welcome. Morning, guys.
Joe, we start out in Indianapolis, you know, run around the National Football League here, you know, and your reaction, you know, to the news. We know how physical the game is. Andrew Luck's been through a lot of injuries over his brief 7-year career. Your reaction to Andrew Luck calling it a career?
I was surprised. Obviously the timing was such that it was unusual, but, you know, you never know when the mind's going to finally say, I'm done. I mean, he's been through a lot. People don't have, I think, an idea or concept of how grueling rehabilitation is. You just don't feel like you're a part of anything, although everybody wants to make you feel that way. You get up in the morning, you hurt. You go to bed at night, you hurt. And for Andrew, it's been, as he mentioned, 4 solid years. He missed an entire year last year. Wondered how much more his mind and his body could take. And, you know, I admire the fact that he made a decision of his own accord. I never had a chance to make a choice. You know, I was gone from the game, but I didn't get a chance to say, I want to finish this, or I don't want to finish it. But in his case, I respect and admire his decision, and wish him all luck in the world going forward.
Yeah, Joe, so, and, you know, it's funny, you keep mentioning about his mind, and that's something that Moose and I have been talking about yesterday. Like, you know, and now these injuries, and he's talked about it, Andrew Luck, how it's kind of pulled the passion out of it for him, you know, to keep grinding out as an NFL player, as a quarterback, and all the demands on that, and just the rehab, going to treatment all the time, and this hold, and how distressed that's on his family. So, you know, and there's been a lot of people, as you know, Joe, that have had these hot takes and that have ripped them. And, you know, obviously people in the media have done that because they're just trying to get some attention. Or they just never lived and never maybe, you know, got out there and sweated.
You never get a chance to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Right.
I mean, for us, Sunday's what it's all about. I used to love practice, too. But for a lot of guys, man, getting dressed on Sunday, walking out into that stadium, you're a gladiator. There's pageantry to it. There's the anticipation. There's the excitement. There's the exhilaration. It's not there. Where's the end game? You say to yourself, where's the fun, man? I did this when I was a kid. And I did it because I loved it.
Right.
You know, take the money out of it. I still believe a lot of guys would play. I mean, I go back to when I played. We didn't have this kind of money laying around.
Sure.
They weren't giving us this kind of money. And these kids love the game as well. Hmm. And I think Andrew's one of those indications of like, hey, it's more than about money. He didn't know he was going to get the balance, what, $24 million?
Right.
You know, Mr. Irsay did that for him.
Did the right thing.
He didn't know that.
He didn't know that, right.
But he was willing to walk away from it all. The frustration is unbelievable. And that's why I got a little sideways when they booed him the other night. Mm. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, for 7 years, the guy's given you everything he's got. And now all of a sudden, some of the fans are going to boo him because he's making a decision that's right for him and not right for, quote unquote, them. A little absurd.
Well, I said the other day, I felt like it was entitlement. Moose and I had a discussion about this the other day because I felt like the fans were a little too entitled, and I agree with you, Joe. So,
yeah, Joe. I mean, you know, they have every right to want it. I mean, they vent their frustration, but when somebody makes a decision based upon their mental and or physical health, I think you have to be more understanding than that.
You know, Joe, we Taz and I talked about last hour, a little surprised by the criticism of a former NFL quarterback, Steve Beuerlein, who went on, you know, social media, has been interviewed in a number of different places, including here, CBS Sports Radio as well, critical of the Luck decision. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does. You know, Steve's a guy who was beat up. Everybody has different passions. What right do we have as an individual to judge someone else about anything they decide they want to do? You don't know what's going on in their head. You don't know what's going on in their life. And you can never put yourself in their situation. You know, even though I've seen people with Alex Smith had a similar injury to mine, but I can't put myself in Alex's head.
Right.
And I think it's wrong for any player to come out and judge another player because they made a decision regarding their decision to either stay or leave the game. I think it is wrong.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Moose and I were talking earlier about, I brought up the fact of, if I only could imagine never done it. If you're an NFL quarterback, especially a starting quarterback, you know, it's your lifestyle. So it's not just at the facility. It's not just practice. Right? When you're going home, I mean, I'm assuming it's very tough on the family, on your wife, because you're locked into you're working on plays. You're in front of a laptop or a computer. You're going over stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, you live this. I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's not a job.
How happy can you be at home, away from the facility, away from the game? How happy can you be if you hurt every day of your life? And this goes beyond football. You talk to anybody that wakes up with pain. It wears on you. It wears on you more mentally than it does physically. But then all those people around you, that circle in your life of people around you, it's hard to be up, and it's hard to play with the kids. It's hard to go do things. It's hard to go to dinner. It's hard to go to a movie. Besides, you have your work to cram everything in. But then it just becomes, like I say, where's the end game for you with the rehabilitation? Yeah, and when I started hearing the different injuries, somebody asked me about a week or so ago about Andrew and the injuries. I said, if anything, he shouldn't play for a long time. You know, first thing I thought of, calf injury. I'm thinking Kevin Durant, Achilles issue.
Yeah, yep.
That's the first thing. Then it becomes a high ankle sprain. Then it's some type of a bone chip or something. And it's like nobody ever really figured out, or the reports never really honed in on one particular thing that he had that he could work on. And let me tell you, high ankle sprains, they're at least that's 6-8 weeks before you get really feeling good. And with a quarterback, people tend to look at the arm and the arm strength of an individual, but it really starts with the leg. Every game starts with the leg, whether you're a pitcher, whether you're a golfer, whether you're a hockey player, whether you're a basketball player, right, whether you're a football player. It all starts with your feet,
it's
your legs.
It's your base. Yeah.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
It's pyramids are not built upside down,
guys. Of course, right.
No,
it's your base.
Right, that's true. Exactly. You're right about that. Joe, do you think, you mentioned a long while, do you think we've seen the last of Andrew Luck playing football?
I think so. Once the pilot light starts to dim, you'd make a huge mistake if you came back, because there's always that doubt in your mind. I don't believe that Andrew is going to be one to come back. I felt that way about Barry Sanders. Barry and I went into the College Football Hall of Fame together. We sat next to one another at a press conference, and I asked him, I said, "Why'd you leave the game?" He said, "It just wasn't there for me anymore." He was tired of the Lions not putting together a football team that he felt, you know, was going to have a shot. And everybody kept saying, "Oh, Barry will come back. Barry will come back. He's so close to the record." When they want him to come back. What it amounts to is the fans, the media, they want him back.
Well, you want to see great players play football. And walk away early. It's tough as a fan.
You have to respect Jim Brown. You have to respect.
Sure.
You have to respect the individual's decision. Yes, he was entertaining for a tremendous amount of time. Yes, he won games. Yes, he had big games. I'm talking about Andrew now. He did all those things. Now it was his time to leave. Let's just say thank you and wish him luck going forward and hope he gets really healthy and enjoys his life.
You're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is legendary quarterback, the Joe Theismann, number 7 himself. Joe, so So now they move on, the Colts, you know, and you got Brissett. Okay, Jacoby Brissett, who's set now to be the one, to be the starter, and he's been working with the ones all. He's been the starter throughout camp and everything, and even from the spring when Luck was out injured. So they have a great offensive line. Well, really good offensive line, real good defensive, good pieces all the way around them. How do you think that this young quarterback at 26 years old, Brissett, will make out with this team?
I think the transition will be seamless. He played a fair amount last year. It's not like you're taking somebody who hasn't played any football.
Right.
So I think he's familiar with the system. Frank's familiar with him. He knows the offense. You know, the quarterback position, whether you're a Tom Brady, an Andrew Luck, you know, a guy like a Kyler Murray coming in, no matter what stage of the game you're entering, it still boils down to managing the football game. And there are other – oh, by the way, there are other guys on the field. It's not going to be Jacoby Brissett versus whomever they're playing.
Right.
He's one element. And this is the thing that I had to learn, is it can't be about you trying to make plays. It's about you facilitating opportunities for other guys to be able to make plays. That's what the quarterback decision is. You're a facilitator. You get the ball out of your hands, guys make plays. You make a good decision on third down. You're in a field goal range. You don't take a sack on first and ten. That's all part of the process. And for in the Colts' sake and Jacoby's sake, he's worked all through the OTAs, all through the mini camps, all through training camp. He's been there before. I think that the Colts were going to be a pretty darn good football team going forward. I still think they're going to be a pretty darn good football team.
Joe, let's head down to Washington, a franchise that you know very, very well. You're a legendary Redskin. Keenum's going to be the starter week one. The decision by Gruden and guys to name Keenum the opening week starter, and your thoughts on what you saw from Haskins in the preseason.
First of all, there was no doubt it was either going to be Cole McCoy or Case Keenum in my mind. Dwayne had 13 games in college, and the process takes a while. The offense is very, very wordy. It becomes a snapshot for a quarterback, and I think when you're young, you just don't see the pictures as clearly as you're going to need to be able to be effective at that position. In Colt's case, he never had a chance to compete. You know, watching him in training camp was the first time he took snaps. No OTAs, no mini camps, just in training camp. He was still hobbled, so he's not healthy. And it'll be. I'm curious to see what the decision will be going forward, whether he remains, whether he goes to IR with the possibility of coming back, or what they want to do with him. But Case was the veteran. He's been in different systems. He 2 years ago in Minneapolis. We know what happened in Minnesota.
Right.
He had a very successful season. Dwayne physically has all the tools. It's just a question of learning the game of professional football. And the speed of the opener in Philadelphia will be different than anything anybody would face. And Case has been there. So it just made a lot of sense that Case was going to be the starter with the circumstances that presented the Redskins going forward. Now, going forward, you know, Dwayne comes back. I mean, hopefully Case stays healthy through the year. Dwayne gets a chance to continue to learn and grow. And then next year, you never know. Everybody says, well, Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback after week 10. They have a bye. Or next year. What happens if Case – I'm going the other way. What happens if the Redskins surprise everybody? Nobody expects anything from the Redskins. Concede that, right?
Right, right.
That's what you've heard, same thing.
Agreed.
You know, 5-11, whatever. Crazy number. Let's say they do quite well, which I personally think they can. All of a sudden, Case has a solid year. Do you automatically feel like Dwayne's going to be the quarterback? Case is only in this league 7 years.
Right, right.
So
right.
he's really not in his, been in this league a long time and never been able really to find a place to call home. Hmm. So, you know, this thing is yet to play itself out. I think there's more to this story.
So, Joe, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was really, really cool of you, man, because Haskins, he wears number 7, as you know, and most know, for the rookie wears number 7 for the Redskins, and as you're the man who, in my opinion, for the Redskins is number 7. So, but you gave you gave the nod. You gave the nod to the young kid. You gave the blessing for him to wear, for Haskins to wear 7. Talk on that, if you don't mind. And I know he was very thankful also.
Well, yeah, Dwayne's he's a terrific young man. He's smart. He has all the tangibles as well as intangibles. Like I said, the only thing he's lacking is experience.
Right.
When I heard that he wanted to wear the number, and no one had worn it in 33 years. So the Redskins didn't retire it, so it was still a number available. And so I heard that he wanted to wear it. I reached out to him. we had a conversation, and I said this to him. I said, Dwayne, why don't you think about this? I know you weren't in high school. I know you weren't in college. And guys get really attached to numbers. We
yes.
know that.
Yep, true.
So I simply said, why don't you think about creating your own legacy? You know, take your own number. Make this number yours and build it going forward. And I said, take a couple days and think about it. He said, I will. So he talked to his family and whomever around, and he came back and said, I really would like to wear 7. I said, great. You know, that's terrific. I mean, the last thing he needed to worry about or have a conversation about getting ready to play football was a conversation about the number that Joe Theismann wore.
Right.
Number 7. And it wasn't like, you know, I'm ordaining him with the number. He asked. He wanted to wear it. It wasn't retired. I didn't have a problem with it whatsoever. It's that simple.
That's nice.
You know, Joe, when you look at the young crop of quarterbacks in the National Football League, Darnold and Allen, and which guy do you look at that you're the most impressed with?
Well, I think Sam has made great strides up with the Jets. The guy that, it's not just impressed, but this is my curious guy for the year. It's Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play a lot. Wasn't the best thrower of the football. So it was a little bit like Teddy Bridgewater, a little sort of half sidearm kind of throw. But he's such a threat with his legs. They're a terrific football team. I think you're going to see, this is my prediction, I think there's a great chance you're going to see Baltimore and Kansas City in the AFC Championship game.
Really?
I think the Ravens are for real. I think their defense was won last year in a lot of categories. I don't see that changing a whole lot. You know, Pittsburgh's going through a transition. Cleveland has great expectations. That should be a really great contest between those two. And Cincinnati, I still think, is sort of now starting to move forward in a different direction, in a building direction. But we've got the Ravens on Thursday night here against the Redskins. Although their starters won't play, I think Lamar Jackson is the one. Let's see what kind of stride he makes. Can he make the same kind of stride that Sam has made in New York with the Jets as far as the comfort level you see him play at the quarterback position? So to me, I'm curious to see how he grows and what he's capable of doing, because certainly he's an unbelievable threat with his legs.
So John, a little favor. I'm a Bills fan, so if you can give a little breakdown on our sophomore quarterback there, Josh Allen. Tell me what pros and cons, break them down for me.
Terrific, strong arm.
Yeah.
Absolutely a strong arm. Big, tough, strong kid. Runs exceptionally well for somebody his size, I think.
Right, I agree.
I think those are... The thing is, again, young in the game, has a great supporting cast. Another terrific defensive football team, the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
And they'll call plays to the strength of their football team. They're going to ask Josh to make plays. I think sometimes he throws his hard ball a little too hard.
Mm.
And I think the one thing he really needs to concentrate and work on is accuracy.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs to up the completion percentage 5-8%, and he's capable of doing that. Had a chance to be out at the American Century Golf Tournament, watch him hit golf balls. Holy mackerel.
That's all I can tell you. I'm sure it's strong.
I'll tell you a real quick story. So Chris Sims is there.
Yeah.
And so we're talking, and he's watching Josh hit balls. And, you know, Chris sort of made a comment to the effect of, I don't know if this is the exact quote, but, you know, sure wish he could hit his receivers like that. You know, sort of a little tongue-in-cheek,
like Chris can only be.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Josh turns around and looks at him. There's a fence 310 yards out on the practice range. He knocks the ball over the fence.
That's nice.
Wow.
He hits it over the fence. So I love the competitive spirit in him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's a terrific competitor. Now it's the mechanics of the game that he has to work on. And that's why I talk about a facilitator at the quarterback position. You have to be able to allow the guys around you to make plays. If it's 3rd and 10 and your halfback is open at 6 yards and that's the only throw, make it. Let him go pick up the other 4 or punt. Let the punter punt. Let the punt team cover. And let the defense go get you the ball back. That's the mindset that these young guys have to develop. It can't be like, I have to make the play. I have to make the throw. Take what they give you, and then let the other guys on the football team do their job.
You know, Joe, got to ask you about the whole saga surrounding the Skins' left tackle, Trent Williams. How do you think this does play out?
I think Trent's going to probably wind up sitting out a portion of the year. I don't see the Redskins trading him. I don't see that as a possibility. He has 2 years left on a contract, so if he sits out, it really isn't going to help him. We've got two guys, Donald Penn, who came in after 14 years, Donald playing left tackle. Jaron Christian is the kid we drafted, is playing left tackle. And so, you know, it's a position where you can help from an offensive line standpoint. You can put a tight end there. You can chip with backs. Trent's a terrific football player, seven-time Pro Bowler. Here's the thing is, in the last 5 years, he's averaged 12 games a season. So he's only played three-quarters of the season in the last 5 years. 3 years ago, he was the highest-paid offensive lineman in football. This year, coming into this year, he'd be the sixth-highest-paid offensive lineman in football. Evidently, they say the issue is in money. Money is always an issue. Don't kid yourself. I think for everybody. And in this case, I just don't see him trade them. I see him probably sitting out, and he's going to lose about $800,000 every week he sits out.
Have the Skins done everything they can to try and resolve this issue he's got with the medical staff?
I have not been privy to any conversation, so I really couldn't speak on that.
Okay.
But here's the thing I think about is he has an issue with the medical staff, right? That's been made public, so we hear that. What happens if he gets hurt? The medical staff has to come out and take care of him. Oh, by the way, the Washington Redskins medical staff received medical staff of the year in the National Football League last year. I don't know what the issue was with Trent. I don't know, you know, why he has the feelings he has towards them. It looks like he's dug his heels in. He doesn't really have a leg to stand on in this situation. You're going to lose a lot of money. The Redskins aren't going to trade you. You have 2 years left on a contract. Ryan Kerrigan has 2 years left on a contract. You know, he said, I'm not going to play for Bruce Allen. I'm not going to play for the Washington Redskins. Okay. You know, next year, at the end of this year, if you sit out, you still have 2 years left on a contract. And you're 31 years old. Now you're 32 years old.
Yeah, it's a tough spot because
value continues to go down. You know, to me, you know, hey, if you're upset with everybody, come in, pull a hamstring.
Right.
You know, those things linger for a lot of games. You know, there's ways, and I continue to try real hard and understand. Other than the fact that he's got, the only thing I've been able to conclude. Is that he is just really upset with some element of the organization, and that it's really not football related.
No, it isn't. Hey, Joe, we appreciate the time and the comments this morning. We really do. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and thanks again for the time.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Great catching up with you.
Yes, sir.
You as well.
Same here, bud.
Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, legendary Redskins quarterback.
The man. I mean, he is the man. He is just the energy he has. I feel like we're in a huddle.
Nah, he's great.
Like when he talks, I feel like we're in a huddle. Next time we have him on, I want to ask him, man, why? Why did he never coach?
Yeah.
This guy had to have an opportunity to coach. Maybe he just didn't want to. Sometimes great players can't coach. We know that. You know, then it into coaching.
Well, he's broadcasting all those years, too, making a good chunk of change.
That's true. Yes.
I mean, when you're doing.
It was like us. He's making tons of money as a broadcaster.
Right, when you're doing Monday Night Football, you're making a lot of money.
Well, that's a whole different level.
Was it Sunday night? He's doing Sunday Night Football. Then he did Monday night. I think he did both of them at some point in time.
He was all over.
He was all over the place.
Yeah, he was a tremendous broadcaster, too. You can hear it in his voice. He sounds great. He's on top of the game.
Oh, he knows what he's talking about. And he is a voice of influence down in Washington surrounding the Redskins.
And you can hear when he speaks to the Redskins, he says, we. And I feel like I'm part of the Redskins. I feel like I'm in. Let's go, coach.
That Williams scenario, though, is a disaster.
It is.
Because he's a really good player.
I didn't know you guys got Penn. He's a hell of an offensive. He's like a 15 or 14 year pro. He's been around a long time.
He is.
He's a good player.
Yeah. 1 year Monday Night Football? Yeah.
That's all he did 1 year.
They brought Penn in after they couldn't rectify the scenario with Williams.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. So he did 1 year of Monday Night. How many? Did he do Sunday Night Football too? Yeah, right?
Yeah, Sunday Night as well. I don't know how many years.
Yeah, he had to do a couple years, I would think. Because I felt like he was always on the tube.
Oh, I thought he was. Yeah.
Great.
No doubt.
And
always
Jones.
Had the hair perfectly coiffed.
You know, right now, while he was on the radio with us, that's how he's sitting in his house with a jug of coffee dressed like that. Hair parted, Notre Dame hoodie on.
Well, he's got the Aquanet out. Yeah, he's spraying it down. It's Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4227. That is your number to call. Taz Moose with you. We'll get to the three here momentarily. Bogus is in the house. What's going on, Andrew? How you doing, bud?
Yeah. Taz. Hello.
All right, take it.
Thanks, Moose. Hey, you're talking too fast. Stop. Slow it down. What do you want me to do? Oh, just a quick reminder.
Mike is Ford tough.
Mike Ford, that is. Two long balls in the Yankees. 5-4 win in Seattle last night. Not that they needed help, but the Bombers got it from the umps.
3-2.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not real pleased. And he just got thrown out of the game. He threw a glove back and it hit Manny Gonzalez, and Manny just ran it.
Yeah, just as Dave That's Sims awesome. Was going to break on Root Sports Seattle, Keon Broxton
is
unhappy.
Dave in a closet when he's calling again?
That ball four was called strike three by Manny Gonzalez. Flipped his helmet off, then the batting gloves, no look, one batting glove over his shoulder, off the umpire's left arm, and out of the game.
I know, he goes. Umpires, anything touched him, it's like, whoa, you're gone!
Big
no!
emphatic.
Yeah, they go nuts. It's just like they're so like the guy's batting glove touched his wrist, and it's like, oh, that's it. Come on, please. Grow up. Be a man. Be a man.
Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner also are unhappy last night on the final strike of a 4-3 loss in San Diego. The problem for Turner was it actually was a strike. L.A. has dropped three of its last four. The Cardinals smacked the Brewers 12-2 to take a three-game lead on the idle Cubs atop the NL Central. Milwaukee drops five back at the Cards, 2.5 behind those Cubs for the second NL wild card. The Phillies outlasted the Pirates 6-5-11 on a Sean Rodriguez homer, and the A's bulldozed the Royals 19-4. Those runs and their 22 hits are season highs. Oakland and Tampa Bay in a virtual tie again for the second AL wild card. Patriots starting center David Andrews reportedly dealing with a blood clot in his lung. Andrews at least released from the hospital last night. His season, though, is in jeopardy. The Saints had D-tackle Sheldon Rankins back at practice yesterday. He's coming off a torn Achilles from January. Not sure when Rankins plays in a game, but it'll be within the first six of the season or he would have stayed on the PUP list. And the Chiefs are expected to sign backup QB Matt Moore because backup QB Chad Henne needs surgery for his ankle injury. And for the 19th consecutive time, Serena Williams beat Maria Sharapova last night.
I just feel like her game really matches up well against mine. I always said it, her ball somehow lands in my strike zone, and it's just, I don't know. Perfect for me.
6-1, 6-1 in just 59 minutes on night one at the U.S. Open. Sister Venus, Madison Keys, Roger Federer, and Novak Djokovic also won yesterday. Rafael Nadal, Sloane Stephens, and Coco Gauff played today. Guys?
Oh, yeah, Haas. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Hey, it's
thank
my
you.
Pleasure. Thank you, for giving me the time. Enjoy
morning.
The three.
Here we
best.
Go. Thank you. Perfect lead-in.
See you tomorrow. Take care.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Colts head coach Frank Reich speaks to the media regarding Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he did. And let's hear from Reich. Here he is. And we could go back to back to back here, Sammy. Here is Luck on his decision, his reaction to Luck deciding to call it a career.
Andrew did the right thing. He did the right thing for himself, and he did the right thing for the team, knowing the requirement and the commitment that's needed for the journey ahead. He did the courageous thing, and he did the honorable thing. When Andrew spoke to us the other day, he spoke of how the cycle of injury, pain, and rehab over 4 years had taken its toll. It had essentially sucked the passion, the joy, the fun out of football. Someone asked me a question the other day, is there any sense that you felt like Andrew is letting down the team? And the answer was an emphatic no.
Yeah, so there's the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts reacting, Taz, and certainly they're supportive. You know, Ursay, you know, could have clawed back $24.1 million, decided not to, as luck goes on his merry way. And the Indianapolis Colts here are supportive of their former franchise quarterback, Andrew Luck, and his decision to walk away from football and call it a career.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great because anybody out there with that negative narrative or negative spin or the proverbial hot take on Andrew Luck deciding to do what he wanted to do with his life, even though he's a young guy and he's a great player and he had a great future still left him as a quarterback, but with all his injuries and everything his body's been through and his mind and his spirit, you know, he just wanted to call it a day, even though he's young. It's just, it's, you know, hey, I understand that. My career was cut short, my in-ring career, due to injuries at a young age, too, so I understand that. And I wasn't making anywhere near the money this guy made, but, you know, it don't matter. It's just, it's about you can't continue to do it the way you want to do it. And it pulled, for Andrew Luck, he said it. It the passion of the game, the love of the game was pulled out of him due to all of the injuries, just not be able to be, you know, there's so much focus on treatment and making your appointments for treatment, being there, doing the treatment, the grinding out the treatment, and it just and your family dealing with the stress. Just imagine how many times this guy was in a bad mood and ticked off, and because he's not feeling good, he's in a lot of pain, and he's angry, and he can't compete, and yet his whole life is out for public consumption. You know, your significant other has to deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, it's like, I understand it for him to that, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. So anybody who's got a hot take on him that, you know, says something negative about him because that's what he decided to do with his life, it's a little bit of an assy comment, to be honest. Ooh.
Here is number two.
Number two.
Jacoby Brissett opens up about Andrew Luck.
Here is Brissett yesterday on now being the starter and Luck's decision to retire. Take a listen.
It's been, you know, that and a roller coaster of emotions. You know, and the main thing is just, you know, not being able to see Andrew every day. Not a chance, but that's just the NFL. You know, you never know when it's your time or somebody else's time. You just day by day. And like I said, I was shocked. Also have different upbringings, and that's what I think drew us closer together, because we would talk about each other's, you know, upbringing, and you just see the respect level on both sides help form that friendship and that bond.
Yeah, I mean, it's just now he's in a prime position to take advantage of it. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, Taz. Brissett is the starter in Indianapolis. Reich has been supported publicly. Ballard's been supported publicly. Teammates have been supported publicly. And we'll see what he can do. There are those that think he can't play. There are those that think he's going to be a star, a really good player for the Colts. He's in a position to take advantage of it. Pulling for him. Certainly has been practicing with the number one since April when Luck suffered that calf injury, which led to some other issues as well physically. We know that. So the opportunity is here, and this is all you ask for as an athlete, especially when you're playing a position and you're stuck behind a guy that's as good as Andrew Luck is that you never know when that opportunity presents itself. It's here now. Let's see what Brissett can do with it.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of people call the show today, and we were talking, a lot of Colts fans called the show, and we were talking a lot about it. They don't seem too panicked. They feel like their team's in a good position to do well and win this year. I mean, with a really good defense there and the offensive line that we've talked about a lot, you know, with Anthony Costanza and obviously Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly, they're really good players on that offensive line. They fixed that O-line. So that's going to help a guy like Brissett. Like you said, he's working with the ones on a regular basis. That's a massive plus. He's a young guy. You know, he's 26 years old. He's athletic. He's fast. He runs like a 4.9 40. You know, and something we didn't talk about, Moose. This is a young man who has spent in quarterback rooms. Let's just say two names. One, Tom Brady, and the other one is Andrew Luck.
That's a good crew.
Think about that, man. Yeah. Spending time in those quarterback rooms. You know, quarterbacks, there's usually two or three on the team, maybe four. So they become kind of tight. They become friends in that room because they're always together, you know, on the practice and everything.
Yep.
So you get to see little nuances that maybe a Brady has or an Andrew Luck has. This kid, Brissett, has the, hopefully can carry that on now. What an amazing opportunity. I, too, wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, here's number three.
Number three.
NFL players react to Andrew Luck retirement news.
Yeah, let's hear from some of them. Here is Aaron Rodgers on Luck calling it a career.
I 100% respect him immensely for his decision. I salute him for choosing, you know, quality of life.
Tom Brady, WEEI, what says you?
Well, it's his life. Everyone has the right to choose what they want to do. And, he had a great career, and he was a great player. So everybody wishes, they could be healthy all the time. And it's a very, it's a contact sport. And he's, certainly had his fair share of injuries. So, guys retire at different times. Some at the end of the season. I've seen a lot of guys retire before the season gets going, and this is just one of those examples.
How about Brian Billick, who yesterday was right here on CBS Sports Radio with Bill Ryder, saying that Luck had all the Hall of Fame ability?
The potential for this young man, and everybody I think uniformly agreed, is was absolutely off the charts. And you've got to believe that he was going to build on that, and certainly had the physical abilities, the demeanor, everything about him that you could look at and say, this guy could have a Hall of Fame career.
Current Bucks head coach, former Colts and Arizona Cardinals head man, Bruce Arians, was a guest of Tiki and Tierney yesterday. What about the potential of Luck returning? Take a listen.
I don't think it's mental for him. It's just a matter of pain. Now, if he's totally healthy in a year from now, maybe. But knowing Andrew, when he makes decisions, they're pretty permanent. So I wouldn't bet on that one.
There you have it. So kind of a wide spectrum there. Supportive. You heard that from Rodgers and Brady. And, Billick, a former coach, talk about Luck, just how good he was, and the fact that Arians, who knows Luck very, very well, Taz, basically say when he makes up his mind, he's pretty much set in stone. So maybe we won't see Luck again.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows?
That's interesting. Yeah,
it's interesting to see if the fire gets relit again.
Yeah, I kind of think it will, but hearing Arians say that, that's definitely something that's getting like, maybe not. Maybe he's not going back to XFL. Maybe he's not going to go maybe he's not going to go to the XFL and help his dad. Oliver Luck out with the business there, as far as being the hood ornament. Or maybe he's not coming back to the NFL. So, it's interesting hearing Arian say that.
So there you have it, your three big storylines here on this Tuesday morning. The reaction to Luck's retirement by players. Jacoby Brissett talking about his opportunity in Indianapolis. And then the Indianapolis Colts pretty strong in their support of Luck's decision to retire, supportive of him and Brissett here moving forward. It's Taz and the Moose on a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Love the music.
Good way to bring us out. Yeah.
It just has to happen.
Well, vacation more music.
See, this is perfect. And this is great during the fall and winter to play this. No one expects it. No, it works. It's different. It's disjointed. It makes people that live maybe in a colder climate get looking forward to. You're right there.
Yeah.
Looking forward. Take two. It gets people that live in a colder climate looking forward to being, get ready for the summer. You know, we're just finishing summer.
Nah, I know. Well, it's true.
Don't you understand, Moose, that we set the tone and set
We do. You're right about that.
We set moods for people here.
Yes.
We have to set the mood the right way, and that's our obligation.
Yes,
besides
true.
Besides giving credible sports information, entertainment.
Besides all that.
And a plethora of other content.
Correct.
Our job is to set the tone for people's life.
That's true.
Let's be honest.
Good point.
Yeah,
well said. Touche. Good job.
Thank Kudos. You very much. I appreciate it. No problem.
Nice.
I just want to let it out.
Nice.
Just letting you know. All right?
No, I felt like I'm on the campaign trail.
Okay, here we go. Now I got Pete Gass with the text.
Oh, stop.
Do you guys have a draft day and time yet?
Not yet.
No, but here's the thing. Why does your friend, he's your friend now, Pete Gass think that...
No,
let me finish, please. Why does he feel like he's special? Like, we have to, like, we're going to have a, like, he's in the loop with us. Like,
well,
he's
made him feel special. He's a good guy.
I know him a long time.
And I know that.
He's a fan of Midland guy. People call around good guy all the time.
He's a good man. He is.
He's okay. Here's the thing, bro. I know he's helped you with all your contracting needs.
No, not just that. He's a good guy to talk to. Bounce things off of. Yeah. He's a good man.
But now, like, why does he got to come in?
Talk about life.
Why does he got to come in? What, do you have a special, we have a date set in time?
Bro, you'll find out when we talk about it on the air. How about that, PKS? Mr. Special? Tired of these people getting with the entitlement. Tired of everybody.
He's just trying to make sure he's there, ready to go, so he can talk some trash.
Oh, he's going to be the biggest pain in the rump. And I said,
hopefully
rump.
We do it on a night I don't have to auto draft.
No, we're going to make sure Mike is locked in. Mike, we're going to be
having. How about Labor Day? 2 p.m.
Labor Day! What's that?
Works for me.
Are you celebrating anything with your wife next week?
I'm working Labor
Day. Yes.
What day?
Whatever day works for you, Moose.
No, he's asking what day you celebrate.
I know, I'm telling him whichever day he wants me to.
What does that mean?
Whatever day you need us to celebrate, we'll make it. So we don't know. We're gonna go for dinner probably on whatever the 4th is. What is that?
That's Wednesday?
Tuesday. Should probably know this. We can do the draft any day. Doesn't matter to me.
Oh, it doesn't.
I just got a text from PKS.
Is that your anniversary?
No, it's my wife's birthday. Anniversary is in July.
Pete Guest texted me. July 7th. He said, bite me. Well, who says bite me? It was 1990 wants to say it back, Pete Guest.
Children.
Get lost, Gas.
Children. Yeah, Gas. Get lost. You want to insult people the right way. Shut up. You say the right thing. You get nasty. Go deep, Pete.
Here we go. The undercard.
Here we go.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, what do we got, Mike?
Do you like pumpkin-flavored coffee drinks?
I do not. I'm not a huge fan.
All right, look, here's the thing with me. I'm a quasi-fan. I've had some. It's not like when fall comes around, I'm like, oh, my God, honey, I got to go get me a pumpkin spice latte.
No,
I don't do that.
There are people that do, though.
I know. They mock out like a bunch of moths. I don't do that. What I do is I go more, if I'm swinging by the old Starbucks, maybe I'll grab myself a pot. I like pumpkin pie. I like any kind of pie. And so I'll enjoy a little pumpkin spice latte once in a while. Non-fat. A lot of empty calories in there, just so you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. I don't think you're thinking about your abs when you're enjoying a nice pumpkin spice latte, wherever you might be getting. They do sell pumpkin flavored coffee. You don't have to go the latte route.
I never had that, like regular black bean coffee, Jones?
Correct. It's okay. It's okay.
Mike, did you mean like latte or you meant what Moose is talking about?
Whatever you'd like.
Either way. Yeah. You could go your either way. Well, I mean, if you like, enjoy pumpkin flavored coffee. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I don't love it. I like a little caramel flavored. You know, I used to like the eggnog. You want to talk about loaded up with calories. The eggnog latte.
Well,
instead of using milk, they take eggnog and use that in a latte. You want to talk about Nap City? Have one of those. I don't care how much caffeine is in it.
Dude.
You are ready to go take it down onto that feather bed and head to sleep.
Heavy Jones. Yeah, my wife, every Christmas time, right? Cause at least once, she'll have one of those.
Oh.
Not a big one. She loves
them. No, I know.
But
it's delicious.
So fattening. They're so fattening. She'll have one, and you're right. It knocks you out. It's like drinking a gallon of wine.
Yeah, it's so heavy. But it's delicious.
It's good, though, man.
It's delicious. It is really good. It's delicious, but it's so heavy. But it's really good.
Should make those here, Mike. Maybe you should get somebody to come in and make some lattes, like eggnog lattes for us.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be, it'll be clean easy. in that kitchen
the
area.
Foam steamer and all that. Yeah, we'll have Eddie Kazari.
He'll open up that fridge. It stinks.
Have like a possum run out of the fridge.
God, it smells so bad.
Smells like.
You ever microwave anything back over there?
No,
you have disgusting. To like cover your food like three times over.
Yeah.
It's so dirty.
Yeah, it's filthy. There's really. You walk in the break room and there's rats drinking coffee.
I feel like we work with animals.
How's the show going?
I feel like some days we work with like animals.
We do. They're radio hosts. Yeah, we're
no, I really do.
Well, the radio producers are worse than
the radio
hosts.
They don't clean themselves after the bathroom. It's like, it's amazing.
Well, it's a surprise. Every time you walk in the men's room here, you don't know what you're going to get.
Dude.
Half the toilet's been broken off.
I mean,
half the toilet's broken off. I went into the bathroom before, and someone went right all over the rim.
Yeah.
Number two.
Let me miss
like, who
the
does
water.
That?
Let me just take the porcelain rim and blow out it. Yuck a flats.
That's tough to do.
All right.
Anyway, Mike, thanks. Good undercard.
Great job.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Stuff, Mike. Sammy, nice shirt. Love the pearl shirt.
bogus.
All right, enough with this guy's shirt.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Sam,
what do you mean?
Sam shirt.
I love it. I walked in, put a smile on my face right away.
Sam,
good start to a Tuesday.
Tomorrow. Wear it tomorrow again.
No, that's Bilotti's take. Bilotti wears the same stuff every day.
Wow, nice.
Now we know. Right.
Sure,
we asked Pete, where is he? I'm home. Listening, always. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.